Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it was great that when I was out in New Orleans and Georgia with Ventura, he said even if he doesn't do radio promotion for the new TV show, which he may do, he's not sure that he would do this show first. We appreciate him being on with us, and we'll have him again exclusively in the next 2 weeks joining us again. And then as soon as the show starts airing, he can talk more about behind-the-scenes stuff or things that got cut out, because in a 45-minute show, you got 15 minutes of ads. You know, the hours and hours of incredible things that, you know, we shoot and see, it can't all end up in the television show. And I had a big role in the investigation and consulting and in, what, three of the episodes last year. I think I'm in five or six this year. And, you know, usually the national television calls me. I mean, literally, my producers have seen it. I refuse to be flown here or there to go on shows because I know it's going to be 5 minutes and they're going to edit what I say. But I do like being part of Governor Jesse Ventura's show. And I've really gotten to know him in the last 5 years, and he's just a wonderful person. I disagree with some of his political views and ideas, but he's a real person, and he really does care. And he's very interesting. Okay, we've got all this amazing news. And David Icke is scheduled to join us in about 30 minutes. Another big informative guest. In fact, Jaron, 2 weeks ago I had that big folder on the Air Force people saying that aliens were real, and on Churchill saying they were real, and Eisenhower saying they were real, all that declassified. I don't get into aliens in my 15 years on air. But when it's all over mainstream news that aliens are real and they're about to land and the UN has assigned an ambassador for when the aliens land, that's the one area David Icke gets into that I've been like, I'm not getting into it. People criticizing, but now it's just everywhere. It's just everywhere, and I think it's a government hoax. I think they're going to have fake alien landings, I know they have Project Bluebeam and Iron Mountain and others, and it's admitted they thought about a fake second coming of Christ, Buddha, Allah. You can pull that stuff up, Time Magazine, where they have giant hologram projectors where they can have a 3,000-foot-tall Jesus or a goblin or whatever they want it to be, a wizard, a pig, a turkey, a jack-in-the-box. So they've got all these systems. I want to bring that up to Icke as well, but also the economy, the police state, a bunch of other news that we're going to be discussing with him. I got some really amazing gold news here. Gold powers ahead, a new record high, no signs of market top. Went down about $8 yesterday in profit-taking to about $1,316. It rocketed. In fact, guys, get me spot gold right now. It rocketed to $1,337.60. So what's 16 to 37? 4, 10, 7. I mean, you're talking about a 20-something dollar increase. Right there. I mean, that is just incredible. $21 increase, right there in one day. I'm going to cover this later in the broadcast. Also, I've got other gold news here. Where's my economic stack? I had it. Dealing with a Bloomberg headline that the super rich are moving into gold big time. So we're also going to be talking about that. Oh, here it is. It's Reuters. There's also a Bloomberg with a similar headline. Oh, my gosh. Gold's even up more. In fact, go over to the right-hand side. That's where the graph is on that screen. And we can give them the actual price. But it looks like it's gone up even more. There you go. Absolutely. And it is up $25.10 today. And if you'll minimize that, I can actually give them the situation. It is at $1,340.10. $1,340.10, up $25.10. Thank you guys for that. Just print me that page. So I'm going to cover more of this briefly when we come back. Then I'm going to get into a bunch of other news today ahead of David Icke joining us. We'll get into all the terror scares going on. Also, Ukrainian people say no to globalist vaccines. And they're not the only one. And the establishment is upset. They're angry. They're throwing a pity party for themselves that people are waking up to their eugenic secret testing agenda.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there. The longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh and made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side while we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
We are back live. Want to put a quick plug in for several great radio stations. The big one, KSCO.com. They wrangled me into doing a speaking engagement. I'm also out in California doing a secret investigation. But I'll be speaking October 24th, a one-time event, starting at 6 p.m. at the Coconut Grove Ballroom. And tickets are going fast. One place to get them, KSCO.com. Some folks don't have internet, though. Maybe I should get the KSCO number and give that out in the next few days. You can also ask any questions or have suggestions at Alex, A-L-E-X, at KSCO.com. I'll be speaking for 2 hours and taking a question and answer. And I'm tempted to try to get Dr. Stan Monteith to come down and give a 30-minute talk as well. You know, he lives there and is a great guy and kind of woke up the station owner decades ago, back when the station owner was in high school, and Dr. Stan Monteith came and spoke to his high school about the coming world government. But great folks out there, MZ putting it on, KSCO.com to get tickets. There's links up on the GCNLive.com website, or you can just go to KSCO.com, huge banner at the top. That's October 24th, coming up in about 19 days. I will be there on that Sunday evening speaking in Santa Cruz, California. It's a nice place, the Coconut Grove Ballroom there where I'm going to be speaking, KSCO.com. And I've rarely had events that don't sell out. I've had events with 1,400, 1,200, 1,000, 900, 800, 500, 600, and with almost no promotion. And then we're on two stations that MZ owns out there, KSCO being the big one. Again, KSCO.com to get tickets or questions. Alex at KSCO.com, Sunday, October 24th. We also have a chemtrail film that I've been producing for 2 years. Part of the film, it's a eugenics masterpiece, like the Rosetta Stone of just everything about the elitist. 2 years, I was going to release it this year. I just can't, because I've just got more interviews, more time, more research, more new information coming out. I guess I've got to release it sometime. So I was excited when G. Edward Griffin said, hey, I've produced a chemtrail film. And I said, let me see a copy of it. I saw it a couple weeks ago, and I said, I definitely want to carry this and promote it and you know, distribute it through Infowars.com because it covers a lot of the same info and research where they admit the chemtrailing, the weather modification, and that's the stuff they've got, and the aluminum poisoning the soil and Monsanto with a seeds that can grow in aluminum when nothing else can. It's really an important film. What in the world are they spraying? And it's going to be shipping out the 22nd of October, so I guess now in about 17 days or so, or a little bit less. So if you want to be the first to get it, order What in the World Are They Spraying? Infowars.com, or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, P.O. Box 19549, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Again, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760, or 888-253-3139. Okay. And by the way, you know, for 15 years, I had a local outfit, operators that took orders and calls, and they're great folks. We still transfer the phones over to them at night sometime, but they didn't really work here. They couldn't answer your questions. We got two great ladies up there that do customer service and take your orders now. You're calling InfoWars. And that doesn't mean you can come back here and get me on the phone with them. Some people berate them, and that isn't the ticket. I'm working all the time. But the point is, you can actually call our office, 888-253-3139. I'm going to get 10 million phone calls. Okay. Getting into the news here. Gold powers ahead to new record high. No signs of market top. December COMEX gold futures on Tuesday hit another fresh contract, an all-time record of $1,339.50 an ounce as of this writing. December gold traded up $20.80 at $1,337, and it's up even more than that. It's up at $1,340 and change right now. Here is Reuters. And again, as soon as the yuppies figure out that the stock market isn't the place to be, and then it's a sucker's market, and then it's basically a casino, a digital casino in the sky, they're going to start moving into gold. It was 1% was in gold. Now it's 2% individually in gold. When we hit the 5% number, it's going to be bananas. And, yeah, gold will probably start becoming a bubble. So, you know, be careful. But I personally am not selling gold. I bought at $265 an ounce. I'm not selling gold. I bought it at $1,100. I haven't really bought since it was about $1,200, just because I haven't had the money. But my wife's like, get more gold. You were really smart to do this 10 years ago. Come on, baby. I'm like, well, but I have bought some silver lately because it's so inexpensive at $10.50 a round for the silver half dollars. Of course, that's now gone up, but still better than any deal you can find. But here it is. Super rich investors buy gold by the ton. Reuters. And we told you this months ago, but here it is. The world's wealthiest people have responded to economic worries by buying gold by the bar. And now they're not just doing this in Asia or Middle East or Europe. I heard a local Fox News this morning. Was KLBJ590 with reporting that they're putting in gold vending machines all over Texas. So, I mean, it's here. It's here. The world's wealthiest people have responded to economic worries by buying gold by the bar and sometimes by the ton and by moving assets out of the financial system. Bankers catering to the very rich said on Monday, fears of a double-dip downturn, that was never an upturn, folks, have boosted the appetite for physical bullion as well as for mining company shares and exchange-traded funds, UBS executive Joseph Stadler told Reuters Global Private Banking Summit. We'll cover more of this in a moment, but I wanted to go to Ted Anderson, 30-plus years, 31 years in gold and silver, 15 years with Midas Resources, the owner of the Genesis Network, with gold and silver deals that I have not found anybody that can match him, these radio specials. Ted, I mean, yesterday I talked to you last night. You said, yeah, there was some profit taking. It went down a few dollars, but I think it'll go up tomorrow. You were certainly right, Ted.
Yeah, you can see it right here. Of course, gold right now at 1342.10 at a high today, currently trading at 1341.20. Silver's a big gainer today, too. 2277 already. We've been as high as 2277, currently at 2275. That round coin that you're talking about, the Walking Liberty Half, currently I have them at 1083. I really held back on those prices. I mean, honestly, Alex, I looked at it and I just don't want to post them over $11 a piece. Actually, on the internet, they're well over $12 each. And I just, I looked through and I tried to figure out a way to do it.
Well over $12. I saw them weeks ago at 16. I mean, it was a week and a half ago, gold wasn't even 1300. Now it's 1342 plus.
I know everything's going up like crazy. And of course, today, again, another big increase in gold and silver. And so that price at 1083 is out of this world. I just need to say this, Alex. The people that are out there and they're procrastinating, thinking that they're going to get to it and they'll buy their gold and silver, you better start thinking about $1,400 gold now.
Yeah, his name is Alex Jones. I've been meaning to get gold and silver for months and just got a little bit of silver just because I'm too busy and don't have the capital.
Well, that's the thing, and time is working against you. It's working against everybody out there. I know I say it all the time. If you have annuities, you're in the stock market. If you have money in the bank, I mean, there's just a whole long line of different types of investments that have everything to do with this fiat money, paper, and what's going on.
Well, we knew this years ago, and Big Signals months ago. We said the elites are all grabbing gold up. Right now, they've decided they can't suppress it. Here it is from Reuters, Ted. What does this mean that the rich are just pell-mell grabbing gold?
Well, the rich people know what's going on. They know that the United States dollar has been falling. I mean, right now, the yen is falling. The United States dollar is falling against the yen. So which one's free-falling the fastest? It's reflected in the gold and silver prices. It's not so much that gold and silver has been rising over the last 10 years. It's the value of this paper fiat money is going into the toilet. And that's why you see that right now you're talking about that Reuters article. I have it right here in front of me. And they're just saying that the super rich investors are buying gold by the ton. And, you know, with the names like George Soros, Warren Buffett, I mean, these people are connected. They know what's going on in the marketplace. They're getting in. They're telling you to stay out. I mean, George Soros said that gold is in a bubble back when gold is at about $1,180 an ounce. Right now, gold is at
$1,350. No, it doesn't hit bubble until it's $2,500 an ounce. All the big analysts have said, because that's 1980 inflation. Now, when it starts going above 2,500, I'll be a little paranoid. I mean, we're a long way to go to 2,500. Now, Ted, I want to come back and read some of this Reuters articles and a few others with you and get your brief take on it. But, folks, call them for the radio specials on silver, on gold, on francs, on sovereigns, on eagles, on the silver half dollars, 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. As I said 2 months ago when Bloomberg reported that the majority of the futures contracts in the month of December are $1,500 of gold, I don't know if that's going to happen, but it sure looks like it. 800-686-2237. I mean, we haven't seen gold really back off. It's just, and we're going into the hottest time every year. You know, will it run up to 2,000 by the end of winter, then go back down to 1,600, and then next year it'll be 3,000 after that? That's the pattern. We'll be right back with Ted Anderson. Stay with us.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at diabetichealthsolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy three, get one free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at diabetichealthsolution.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is a trust.
To 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Trump later in the hour. We'll also have open phones for him once I give the number out. But here is the headline. I want to get into some of this. Super rich investors buy gold by ton. Reuters, the world's wealthiest people, are rushing. And the wealthy people have responded to economic worries by buying gold by the bar and sometimes by the ton and by moving assets out of the financial system, which is a Ponzi scheme with 1.5 quadrillion, that's 1,500 trillion, impossible to pay back. So they created this to buy up the world. Now they're plunging the markets to consolidate and bring in their global carbon taxes. Total financial, military-style takeover, financial dictatorship. Fears of double-dip downturn have boosted the appetite for physical bullion as well as for mining company shares. And it continues, and exchange-traded funds, UBS executive Joseph Stadler said, they don't buy only ETFs or futures, they buy physical gold, said Stadler, who runs the Swiss bank services for clients with assets of at least $50 million to invest. So he only talks to you if you got $50 million at least. UBS is recommending top-tier clients hold 7% of their assets in precious metals like gold, which is on course for its 10th consecutive yearly gain, and you can't beat that, and traded at around 1,314. That's when this came out. It's above 1,340-plus right now. It says, we had clear example of a couple buying over a ton of gold and carrying it to another place, Stadler said. At today's prices, that shipment would be worth $42 million. Julius Baer, chief investment officer of Asia, who's recommending that wealthy investors park some of their assets in gold as a defensive stance following a string of lackluster U.S. data and amid concerns about currency weakness. I see gold as insurance, Van Anathan Nagaswaran said. I recommend 10% as minimum in portfolios, and anything more than that will be used for trading purposes to respond to short-term bought or oversold signals. And it goes on to say the ultimate bubble, with George Soros saying it's a bubble, but it's clear he's in there buying it. Ted, what does this mean that they're now admitting that the super rich are grabbing gold right now? Because all the signals are the globalists can't suppress it anymore, Ted. They've had global concerted devaluation of currencies that are only accelerating.
Yeah, well, all that means is that the people that are in the know are starting to buy gold, which means that that tells me that we're not in the bubble yet. It's when you have the little, you know, the postal worker and the McDonald's clerk and, you know, everybody that like that is getting into gold. Right now, the big people are moving in. They can see the handwriting on the wall. The United States dollar is in very big trouble. We just have gone into way too much bailout. We have way too much debt. China is trying to get away from us. I mean, there's just way the United States afforded its prosperity through the 1980s and through the 1990s by borrowing money from places like China. They don't want to lend us their money anymore. We now are looking to the printing press to solve the problems that we've created from the 1980s and previous. I mean, the United States dollar, this fiat money system, is coming to the end of its life cycle. It started in 1913. We are now sitting in the year 2010.
And this has happened over and over again. 97 years later, we've seen these cycles. We know where this goes in Germany, in Weimar Republic, in Zimbabwe, in Nigeria, in Argentina. We know how this goes.
It's all about credibility. The United States is losing its credit rating. We no longer can afford to service the debt that we've accumulated.
And we knew this was going to happen 3 months ago when the head of the Chinese Central Bank signaled the dollar was dead.
Yep, see, that's what it is. It's all about servicing this humongous debt, and they're doing it by printing money. What do you think is going to happen to the currency? These people are not stupid.
Ted, we've only got a minute left, and we're coming back with a guest and a big blitz of news first, and then calls. But tell folks about your best coin offers for radio listeners only, and give them that number.
Well, currently right now, the best coin offer is still the Walking Liberty Half. It's at 1083. We have the Frank currently right now at 289. We're offering the full year subscription. There's lots of different things we have. The junk silver, the Eagles, that kind of thing. Call us at 1-800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO report while you're calling too. 1-800-686-2237. Alex, there's so many things that are going on. I have so many great deals right now. It's not
Yeah, 26
funny.
Bucks for the creature from Jekyll Island and a full silver dollar. I mean, you're losing money on that. 800-686-2237. Thank you so much, Ted Anderson. Gold at $1,340-plus right now and still surging upward.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now, 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250-capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're back live, and for the balance of this transmission, the next hour and a half, conspiracy icon, as he's known, David Icke, is our guest. I agree with about 98% of what David Icke says. He's so articulate, former head of the Green Party in the U.K., best-selling author many times over, championship goalie, very articulate, you can really put things in easy-to-understand ways. He can really take complex issues and do that. But David, you know, gets into basically something we never cover, and that's interdimensional or extraterrestrial-type entities. But, you know, once something's out in the open, once I can start proving that at least it's being discussed, we're going to talk later at the start of the next hour about UFOs. U.S. Air Force officers testify on UFO sightings at National Press Club. They said they were turning off nukes. It continues. Churchill and Eisenhower agreed to cover up RAF planes UFO encounter during World War II. Secret files reveal. I mean, it just goes on from there. And more the media is hyping some type of alien landing. The U.N. announced last week they've appointed an ambassador to meet with the aliens. We are on a planet out in the middle of space here, you know, orbiting the sun in the Milky Way galaxy in our little solar system here. And I want to talk to David about why they're, you know, Larry King Live, all of them are basically saying get ready for aliens to land. They've got all these TV shows like V and The Incident. And I know about Project Bluebeam, a program the government admits to fake UFOs. So we'll talk about that coming up in the next hour. First, I want to get into what's happening with the economy, the awakening that's happening. I want to ask David, he's been very busy, if he's seen this new video put out in England that they pulled by the 1010 Project, where it shows them murdering the children because they won't cut their carbon footprint, and murdering football players and murdering talk show hosts and murdering people in businesses. All these authority figures pushing a red button. The message is, we're your God. We control you. All these TV ads showing satellites watching citizens saying, we know where you are, Tom. The system has gone from denying that they have a murderous agenda to coming out and saying, we want eco-fascism. It isn't about global warming. It's about reducing population. You know, man is a parasite. Man is the enemy. They're teaching us to hate ourselves. So we'll talk about that with David as well next. But first, David, the economy, gold at $1,342 an ounce. The currency's going down, the open world government being announced, riots all over Europe against austerity. You've been proven right, Gerald Celente. So much of what you talked about 15, 16 years ago and were called a loon, it's all coming true and right on the timeline you said, David.
Well, I said it September 2008, Alex, when this first recent crash became clear, that there was a three-step game going on here. The first step was to crash the economy so that people could see there was a problem. The next stage was to get governments to empty their barrels, if you like, to empty their ability to respond to it financially by hurling enormous, fantastic cuckoo land amounts of money at the banking system, which was designed from the start to disappear, which, of course, the vast majority of it has. And the third stage, which I'm now waiting for, is when they make the judgment that it's its optimum moment, they crash the economy again in a way that governments have no longer any means of responding to it, even in the ludicrous way they did in the last couple of years. And then the banking system itself will be stepping forward as the savior. And they'll say the only way of sorting out this global mess is ABCD. And it will be a global economic tyranny based on a world central bank in which a few people sitting around one table will dictate finance to every country. This, of course, is where we've been going all along. You know, if there's a few of you, and compared with the 7 billion we're supposed to have on this planet, it is an absolute tiny few that are in full awareness behind this conspiracy. And if they are going to reach their goal of a fully fledged global dictatorship, then they have to incessantly centralize power. And the more power they have, the more power they have over more and more people. And the more power they have centrally, the more power they have to then centralize even quicker. And this is why the speed of globalization in all areas of our lives has got faster and faster. And of course, the Rockefeller Rothschild World Trade Organization is there to ensure that countries cannot defend themselves against the merciless world system, so that every country is dependent on forces and events that are outside their sphere of influence and outside their sphere of control and response. And this is the whole idea, to get everyone dependent on everyone else so that the few people at the center running this system have power over every area of our lives. I was talking to a journalist yesterday in England, a mainstream journalist, who was like saying he's seeing it. The centralization of power in the media is now blatant, and we're now reaching that point I talked about 15 years ago, where the agenda that for decade after decade, indeed century after century, has operated in the shadows, there comes a point where it has to break the surface when it's getting close to its final goal, but close to introducing the new world it wants to. Well, that new world is eventually going to break the surface where we can actually see it. It has to, otherwise it can't become the new world. And we're now at that point. And this is why we have a point here, Alex, of tremendous challenge, but tremendous opportunity. Because it's becoming so blatant, more and more people are seeing what they couldn't see before. So it's a real fork in the road we're facing here.
And David, you said that brilliantly. And you didn't toot your horn properly. Yes, 2 years ago you said we're going to have the banker bailouts. That will exhaust the central governments, the state governments, the regional governments. They will then announce a new global currency, and that's in Reuters and AP today, the Bancor, that will be digital, that then nations will have to borrow from the banks that's made up out of nothing. But if you go back to the Trilateral Commission public documents from the 70s, they said, we will interconnect the world, we'll get everybody in debt, we will set it up where everybody's dependent on each other, we'll be outside of that as the global arbiters, then we'll implode the world economy and announce the new one world government. And we have those documents. We have the Club of Rome, the UN, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR. And so everything we've talked about has come true because we were reading their playbook. And as you said, they denied it in public, though their white papers were available, but not, you know, widely distributed. Now they're getting ready to have their full takeover, so they have to go ahead and admit it's all real, but say it's our savior. David, how do you see this playing out in year one, year two, year three, year four, year five? You say, and I tend to agree with you, that the main flash isn't 2012, but projecting the lines forward around 2015, 2016, the riots have already begun. The Pentagon admits global meltdown, but they say martial law is the answer when they've engineered it. The British Ministry of Defense says the same thing. The UN, they are getting ready for this. The rich are moving offshore to private redoubts and islands. They're hardening the police departments against the citizens. Google admits they're NSA and can, quote, predict the future and are surveilling everything we're doing. They're admitting they're taking our blood secretly at birth. They're admitting the vaccines are killing us, but they don't care. I mean, it's just all coming out, and people are being given a choice. Some people are waking up now that all of this is so apparent, saying Alex Jones, Ron Paul, David Icke, so many others were right, but others are choosing to then, out of fear, just accept the evil because it's so overwhelming. What's the psychological warfare point here, and what do you see happening in these phases?
Well, I think, first of all, Alex, is as you pointed out, you know, if you prepare to do the research and you prepare to focus your life on this stuff over the years, you don't have to be a prophet because this stuff's written down. I mean, you know, we knew what was coming because it's there to find if you want to look for it. But we have reached this amazing point where people are finding, even those with their head in the sand. And by the way, as I say in my new book, to have your head in the sand, you have to be on your knees. And the two things go together. And it's time we got off our knees. And to do that, first of all, we've got to get our heads out of the bloody sand and actually face what we're dealing with here. And we're at this amazing point now where they can't hide it anymore. And humanity is faced with a choice that will be more and more difficult for it to persuade itself and kid itself that there's not a choice to be made because it's really not happening. It's just conspiracy theory. No, this is in our face now. So we're entering very fast, Alex, a totally new phase in this game, in this unfolding conspiracy to impose a global fascist communist state, because they're both masks on the same face anyway. And for me, we are going to continue to go down this road for some years yet, where it seems that this control system is going incessantly in the direction it wants to and is unstoppable. But I am absolutely convinced that in the years between 2016 to 2020, that period, then there is going to be enough people who have awoken to this and can see this, that there's going to come a tipping point. And they are trying to... What they've been trying to do all these years, Alex, is to bring in the surveillance, the control, the data surveillance, the surveillance of where you go on the internet, surveillance of every area of your life, to bring in the more and more the militarization of law enforcement, even domestic law enforcement. It's happening all over the world. You see a policeman now, and often you can't tell them from the military.
And we see a total continuity of agenda where they do snatch and grabs in front of news cameras at the G20 in England, at Pittsburgh in the U.S., in Toronto in Canada. We see the same cameras, the same body scanners. We see global drills set up months ago. for the surge on trains and bus stations and airports, and they admit it's a global drill that coincides with the latest scare of terrorist bombers. It's the same system, the same nomenclature, run by the same corporate Borg.
Yeah, but this is the point, Alex. While they've, of course, been using terrorists as the excuse and terrorism as the excuse, you know, we well know that what it's really been constructed for and constantly added to for is the population, the general population. That's what it's for. And it's not even for the population that will stay asleep or go into a freeze mode through fear of what they're seeing. It's for those people who are waking up, and it's for those people who are prepared to do something. And so, you know, it's so important for people to appreciate that this is not made up by the day or the month or the week or the year or even the decade. This has been long projected forward. And so all the different elements of it, the understanding of what they're going to do in terms of the economic crash, et cetera, the way that's going to be received by the public, we're seeing it now, more and more unrest, et cetera. And a parallel to that, another wing of this conspiracy has been preparing for this with the excuse of terrorism to bring in all these anti-terrorist laws and all these institutions to fight terrorism or to track terrorism, which have all been designed for the general population all along.
And they admit that. This is so central, and this is what I talk about every day, but you do it so eloquently. 95% of Homeland Security is for veterans, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, anti-globalists, anti-war people, anybody that doesn't play along with their control paradigm. And now we've gotten a secret Department of Justice new document up on Infowars.com. DOJ urges citizens to report extremists handing out literature like the Obama Joker poster. They are now... It's come out that Israeli companies were hired by Homeland Security in Pennsylvania to spy on mainline Tea Parties and state representatives, and they said that the state reps may be terrorists. I mean, there is an arc, and now Der Spiegel admits the former East German Stasi was hired in the U.S. and in Europe to help set up this grid. I mean, now the Stasi are going to save us.
Yeah, well, if we've reached the point where there's a new stage in the psychological warfare. Up to this point, it's been like, keep it under wraps, keep it secret, dismiss and ridicule so-called conspiracy theorists, because it seems that the humans have a genetic inability to say the word conspiracy without following it with theory. And just say it's all a nonsense, it's not really happening. And that gives you a cover story and time to build your control system more and more powerfully and in more and more of the fine detail of people's lives. But now we've reached another psychological point where they're basically saying, yes, I know a lot more people can see it now, but it doesn't matter because we're all powerful and we can do what we like. And we're going to show you that we can do what we like because we're going to put this on public display more and more and more. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to take us on because we're all powerful and we can do anything we want? Or are you going to just be like good little sheep and good little slaves and just do what you're told, keep your head down, keep your mouth shut, and hope that that will see you okay.
So they've now gone to the pure intimidation. They've taken the velvet glove off,
yeah,
and they go,
exactly.
They go, you bet we did. We gave children syphilis in injections in Guatemala.
Yes,
you bet
exactly.
We're poisoning your vaccine. You bet we run death camps. You bet, you know, Halliburton and DynCorp run child kidnapping rings. You bet we're evil. And so they're trying to intimidate us. You bet we're watching you if you hand out any literature. You don't do that in America or the UK. You bet we're listening to your phone calls. You bet we want to reduce your population. Just like all these new TV ads and cartoons and video games where it shows the environmentalists murdering people if they don't accept the carbon tax dictatorship. Have you seen that new video?
I've not, but it makes absolute sense to this whole thing that we're talking about here, because we have reached the point now where, you know, we've got to decide, are we going to be people who are going to stand up, or are we going to be mice and just scuttle away and try to hide in the corner in the skirting board somewhere? Because this is what they're saying to us now. Okay, come on, you can see it. What are you going to do about it? And we need to have the courage and the backbone to say, yeah, we're not having it. We're not having it, because this is the truth. There's a fraction of the number of people in this world who are being manipulated, who are being intimidated, who are being having their lives controlled, who have been turned into a slave race. A fraction of those people on Earth are actually doing it, and the vast majority are having it done to them. I think I see a way out of this, and you know, if we realize that the number advantage the manipulated, abused, and suppressed have over those who are in full awareness doing it, the game is over.
Absolutely. Amen to that. The enemy is now out in the open. It has uncloaked itself. Are you going to stand up against this? Because submitting to it means death.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, go north, the rest is on.
We are back live. David Icke with us throughout the full next hour. A host of key topics and issues we're going to break down here. But we're going to continue along the line of humanity, get off your knees. This is bona fide, high-tech, brazen, out-of-control evil, trillions missing at the Pentagon, trillions stolen by the banks, open world government, open biometrics going in at shopping malls, public schools, face scanners on the street. I mean, it's all here, everything we warned you about. I want to read from Alexander Solzhenitsyn's Gulag Archipelago, who, of course, he was taken to the camps, and how we burned in the camps later, burning inside, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family instead of their families being drug away and killed? Or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, pawing and paling with terror at every bang on the downstairs door, at every step on the staircase, but had understood that they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, and whatever else was at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst for blood, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we'd didn't love freedom enough. And even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We're purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. David Icke, we are in not just a physical dictatorship, it's a psychological, pharmacological. They're poisoning our food, our water, everything. They are assaulting us now. We have to get angry and get in their face and be bold about this.
Well, it has to be a psychological control system because of the very thing I talked about before the break, Alex, numbers. They cannot control the human population through physical means. They can control that way in small areas in certain situations, but en masse they can't do it. They haven't got the numbers. They haven't got a fraction of the numbers. And so it has to be psychological because, of course, through the mind, we decide our behavior and perceptions, and therefore we decide our actions. And so it's a mind game. I've said this all along. It has to be because of the numbers involved here.
And we knew this 8 years ago, but they now admit the airports, the body scanners, the searches, the questions, that's now on the streets of the UK and the US and Europe, and they're literally training us to line up and answer questions everywhere. The schools are being turned into prisons. We're being inducted into slavery.
Yeah, I mean, I've used this analogy many times over the years because I think it's so appropriate to what we're looking at, and that is the laboratory rat who's put in the maze of channels, and some of these channels are have electric shock equipment in them, and when the rat goes down those channels, it gets an electric shock. It might go down that channel another time, maybe another couple of times if it's stupid, and it will get an electric shock. After that, you can take the electric shock equipment away. That rat will never go down that channel again because its behavior has been modified. It's been reprogrammed. And that's what all this is about, you see. When you look at this explosion, this staggering explosion of legislation that is dictating to the fine detail of our lives, you can do this, you can't say that, you can't even think that, we're moving into those kind of realms now. And what it is, it's like a fly stuck in a spider's web, and more and more the fly is wrapping the spider rod is wrapping the fly up in the web so it cannot move. More and more legislation equals less margin for maneuver, for thought, for perception, for uniqueness, for view, for expressing what you really
for think. Underground economy. They're just shutting everything down, farms, ranches. Back in 70 seconds with David Icke, I'm Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.